Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Ozzy Cossack. Warm welcome to all of our subscribers, friends, especially welcome to our members. We're joined tonight by a very good friend of ours, an ideological ally from across the ditch, one of our fellow Anzacs fighting in this global war for freedom. We definitely know it's a global war because we're on the verge of World War III. Vinny Eastwood, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, bro.
Vinny, it's a pleasure to have you, and a big shout out to all of your friends and colleagues, or our friends and colleagues. We're all on the same team, the Anzacs across the ditch, the freedom fighters across the ditch in New Zealand and Australia. We've been fighting the same tyranny, the same government, the same, you know, Albanese or Jacinta, the same mandates, the same lockdowns, and the same police intimidation tactics. In fact, you've been, similarly to me, the recipient of some serious and pretty heavy police intimidation tactics yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, well, one can only hope. They say at this point in time, if you haven't been attacked by the police for expressing the truth, you really aren't doing your work hard enough.
Absolutely. Guys, hit the like button, share this video out there. Because this video contains the words in the title, Russia is not our enemy, the video is going to be suppressed by the algorithm. So help us fight the algorithm by hitting the like button, hitting the share button, sharing this right now to your platforms and social media. Vinny Eastwood from vinnyeastwood.com is joining us here today if you've just tuned in. But we've got a very, very interesting program tonight. We're going to discuss our plans for tomorrow. We're going to bring you the propaganda that the mainstream media is hysterically spewing up because they know that there are big marches planned all over the country. And this has been happening for weeks. People are marching Australia-wide against sending weapons, against sending troops overseas, and against Australian involvement. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got people in New Zealand, headed by legends like Vinny Eastwood, who are outraged at the fact that the New Zealand government, without consulting the New Zealand people, without consulting even the parliament or any of the leaders in New Zealand, they're sending New Zealand troops overseas. And it is, it's news to me, in fact, it's news to a lot of people, that C-130 Hercules transport aircraft have been doing back and forth runs from New Zealand to Europe, shipping off troops and weapons from New Zealand. So New Zealand is in the same position as Australia, and being the Anzacs, we know that the Anzacs historically were always allies of the Russians in the First World War and the Second World War. So Vinny, why don't you tell us what's the atmosphere in New Zealand? How do the people view, you know, this news that New Zealand, the New Zealand government is supplying millions of dollars of taxpayer money to a so-called NATO trust fund for Ukraine? Well, yeah, Penny Hanare, the New Zealand defense minister, is saying that New Zealand is sending over communications equipment, working with Tate Communications, and tens of millions of dollars that are going to the NATO trust fund for Ukraine. That sounds pretty legit, doesn't it? That sounds like the money is safe and it's going to the right cause. What do you think?
I think that any real participation in international war requires a lot of money, and usually it goes to those special interest groups who manufacture those arms and specialist equipment that go in to war zones. And in New Zealand, we have what's known as a parliamentary sovereign dictatorship. That means that you can pass COVID-19 laws that subvert every single right in the Bill of Rights, I think, at 4 o'clock in the morning when nobody is present and nobody can say anything about it or challenge it. That's the power the New Zealand elected so-called government has. And so if they want to go out here and do this, what are you going to do? Are you going to rely on the media to save you? No, you can't, because the media is bought out by the government. We have the national broadcasters like Television New Zealand, and even the private broadcasters like News Hub and others, who are receiving money from a government grant budget called the, I believe it's the Journalistic Standards Forum, or something of that nature, where they're giving out about $50 million to private and public media forums to create propaganda ostensibly for the government in support of this war. There are large amounts of articles all over the New Zealand mainstream media that are calling for support for this war and saying support the troops, and this is all good for freedom and democracy and so on and so forth, when the reality is that we know that this is merely a globalist intervention, And if we are wise, we will see it as only that and treat it as such.
Very, very wise words there from Vinnie Eastwood in Auckland, commentating the decision of the New Zealand government to send over 135 of its troops. What is that? Is that about half your army or a quarter?
Well, it was rumoured that if we were invaded by any kind of sizeable military force that exists on planet Earth, our air force would last approximately 7 minutes. On a side note, the national bird of New Zealand is a flightless bird called the kiwi, and that is the tattoo on the planes, which I think is a very bad idea, just inherently the symbolic nature of it. But when we talk about New Zealand being participation in international affairs, we're basically one of those people who has the veto right at the United Nations. So if we wanted to stop this war, we could do it with a veto vote, just like China or Russia or a number of other veto countries actually can. But this not being stopped, is it? It's not being condemned internationally per se. It's like, yes, let's go in there. Let's get a whole bunch of military hardware in there against Russia. That'll really stabilize things. That'll really cool things down. It's like Iraq all over again after 9/11, isn't it? You just have the media on board, everybody gets whipped up into a frenzy, and they throw themselves into a war that winds up destroying a country.
Well, here we go in New Zealand. Check this out. Christchurch, New Zealand tomorrow. At the same time as it's happening all over Australia, we've got a rally in Christchurch. Russia is not our enemy. No New Zealand involvement. It's happening at Remembrance Bridge in Christchurch, Saturday, May the 4th. And we've got more rallies planned next week. Isn't that right, Vinny? All around New Zealand. You're in Auckland. Tell us about the mood in Auckland. People are not happy with the government overreach. People are not happy with the government making decisions based on instructions from the globalists.
There's a number of people of that mindset, but at the moment Auckland and indeed the country is suffering the lagging effects of a massive cyclone that I think we haven't had a massive cyclone like this since 1988 with Cyclone Bola, which did a huge amount of damage at the time. And interestingly to note that NIWA, the National Institute for Weather and Aerospace kind of thing, deleted all the other previous storms that have actually happened from then till now. They've actually deleted an entire century worth of storms to say that this one storm that just hit us recently is the result of climate change and it's never happened before. It's completely unprecedented, right? And so in the midst of recovery down in the Hawke's Bay area, people are scrambling to find food and water and electricity and things of that nature, even now, weeks after this flood had happened, because the government had approved and basically mandated that they grow a whole bunch of pine trees on there and leave what is called slash, a whole bunch of cut down pine trees on the hills there. All of that slash got washed downhill. You've got people's properties who are buried under 20 meters of broken logs and wood. It's an absolutely terrible situation right down there. We believe even in
Just to interrupt you there.
Yeah.
If you've got all these problems in New Zealand, these natural disasters and people suffering, how does the New Zealand government justify sending tens of millions of dollars to Zelensky in Ukraine when it can't look after its own people in New Zealand?
Precisely.
That must outrage you.
Precisely. And if you can find money to hurt people, you can find money to help people, can't you? Do you have any idea how many diggers and things of that nature that are really needed down there to recover people? I mean, this is the nation's food basket. We're going to be facing a national food crisis soon as on the back of all of this kind of stuff, which the government helped cause. And also, when we talk about the Ukraine situation, let's put it in the global geopolitical session, shall we? Why exactly is this so important, do you think?
Well, it's important to push back. I mean, if we rewind the last few years, many people out there in Australia, all over the country, in New Zealand, like yourself, have been pushing back and speaking up and fighting back, beginning with the lockdowns and the mandates and the, you know, forced experiments. But I'm convinced that it's a trend. It's not just one issue. It's many issues combined together, being, you know, pushing digitalized cities, 15-minute cities, cashless society, you know, pushing the ideology onto our children, what they're teaching in schools. And now this, in a global war where countries like Australia and New Zealand are being bullied or forced or coerced or whatever it is, who knows who Jacinta Ardern was taking orders from? Who knows who Scott Morrison and Albanese take orders from? But it's definitely not from you and I. It's definitely not from the mums and dads out there. It's definitely not from average Australians and average New Zealanders. They're in this together. It's a global club. And this is why Ukraine is the cesspool of all of their corruption. And that's why it's the center of the deep state at the moment. And we need to support Russia in that regard, where Russia is fighting a noble fight on her borders. And it's completely inappropriate that Australia or New Zealand should send troops or weapons against Russia. I mean, Russia was always an ally of Australia and New Zealand, hence the Anzacs. The Anzacs, even thousands of Russians were actually fighting in the Anzacs, like Peter Chervin. And thousands of Russians actually went off to Gallipoli with New Zealanders, and they fought, and we were always on the same team. Now, I'm going to bring you guys something, and Vinny, I want to get your angle on this, because this is something that might happen to you guys in New Zealand. The moment where we have a fusion or some type of collaboration between anti-vax protesters and freedom protesters and now pro-Russian protesters, or not even some necessarily pro-Russian, it's just about being anti-war and anti our involvement in the war, the mainstream media will be looking very closely. And today on the ABC News in Australia, the mainstream media put together an excellent hit piece alleging some Russian propaganda, you know, hijacking freedom rallies. But the thing is, it's not Russian propaganda hijacking freedom rallies. It's the fact that the people against the deep state in Ukraine are awake, just like they have been awake about the vaccines, about everything else. And when I talk about this being a global issue, a battle between good and evil, people are taking sides, and the establishment knows that we, as the free-thinking, awake people, we have an ally in the form of Russia. We have an ally in the form of, you know, all of us internationally who are speaking up and waking up. Look what's happening in Berlin and Dresden. 50,000 marched in Berlin. Tens of thousands marching all over the place in Western Europe. Now, last week in South Australia, in Adelaide, there was a freedom rally. And there was a few Russian flags there attended by, you know, some pro-Russian protests, because it's becoming a prevalent issue. And it's sort of mixing in with the whole freedom movement. Now, part of freedom is us telling our government in Australia, and New Zealand for that matter, no, don't send our troops overseas. No, we didn't vote or allow you to send hundreds of millions of dollars overseas. So have a look at this hit piece, this absolute beauty from the ABC. Came out just a few hours ago, so thanks to the ABC. Let's have a look.
Gathered on the steps of South Australia's Parliament and marched through Adelaide, highlighting injuries they say were caused by COVID jabs. But organisers of this gathering say it was sabotaged and used for a different cause. After the rally, articles began popping up online. Several hundred people went to a rally in support of Russia's actions in Adelaide, Australia, one states. They demanded to stop infringing on the rights of Russian-speaking residents of the city.
There was a portrait being painted that all these people had come out in support of Russia and against Russian oppression.
Livestream vision shows that of the roughly 500 people who attended, about a dozen were holding Russian flags. Adelaide man Vasily Koinov is quoted in some of the articles, but says the stories misrepresented what happened.
There was nothing about the COVID victims. It was all about pro-Russian protests in Adelaide, which was a completely different story. It was not like that.
Some articles state pro-Kremlin activist Semyon Boykov helped organise the rally, something its registered organisers deny. Mr Boykov told the ABC he didn't claim to be an organiser of the anti-vaccine element and that the protest was portrayed accurately.
Even the Russian media confirmed that it was a freedom rally, but it did have a strong attendance and a strong optical message of the Russian message. We furiously deny any accusations that anything was hijacked.
This rally may not have been a significant political event in Australia, but it could prove useful for the Kremlin as it tries to manage dissenting voices in Russia.
It's to manufacture an image of the outside world that reinforces the central propaganda narratives of the Putin regime.
Narratives with global reach. Isabel Damon, ABC News.
Well, thank you very much to the ABC News. I mean, talking about global reach and talking about worrying about propaganda, the fact that they ran that story, even from a negative angle, just means that they spread the news of the story and they spread the news of the fact that there were Russian, pro-Russian people in that crowd all over Australia. So thank you for making the 6 o'clock news, ABC. You know, send me an invoice. I owe you one. That's very good. I mean, they try to attack us, you see. They try to attack us. They do the old classic Russian propaganda, the Kremlin's tactics, you know. How hard is it for the government and the mainstream media just to accept the fact that ordinary Australians support Russia and stand with Russia? Just like ordinary people in New Zealand also are saying Russia is not our enemy. I mean, the Western media and the Western establishment, they want to artificially, demonize Russia and cause everyone to be against it. You know, they hypnotized everyone with the COVID thing. Now they hypnotized everyone with the Ukraine thing. But sorry, too many people are already awake. It's too late. The horse has bolted. And tomorrow, all around Australia, in every single city, in Perth at Forest Place, in Adelaide at Parliament House, again, in Sydney at the Russian Consulate, Fullerton Street, Wollara, in Brisbane at Redcliffe Place, also known as Anzac Place, I'm told, next to the markets, Melbourne in Melbourne in Parliament House on the steps of Parliament. Big shout out to everyone down in Melbourne, to Roman, to Bobby, to all the boys down there. And to the Geelong boys who are coming down. I heard there's a few cars of people coming down from Geelong to join in the protest in Melbourne. Well done to all of you down there. And, of course, well done to Christchurch. Mate, it's not going to be a massive one in Christchurch, but it's good that New Zealanders are also standing up and speaking up. What do you make of that, Vinny?
I think that there's a lot of great energy here. And I remember famed activist in New Zealand, Penny Bright, told me that when you want to go for your issues, you want to make them wide at the base and narrow at the tip. Something everybody can get behind, and it's only just one singular issue. Now, the question is, why do you think we should get behind Russia? I mean, wasn't Putin used to be part of the KGB? I mean, is there such a thing as ex-KGB? I'm not sure. What's at play here? Because what's about the possibility that these things are two being played against each other by the New World Order so that everybody's on one side or the other and then ends up in a nuclear war that winds up destroying most global governments and then winds up with a one world government with the those that remain kind of thing? But I'm open to suggestion and to being informed about it, of course.
It was heading down the trajectory of a one world government, and by them blocking Russia out and pushing Russia out of the international World Economic Forum and all the other organizations and the international banking systems, they're pushing Russia out of that. They've put sanctions, but that's actually probably a very good thing, because now Russia's on its own and Russia is not part of their cabal globalist system. And that's why a lot of people out there in the world, in the free world, the people who are awake, they see how important it is for Russia to win and for Russia to keep going and for Russia to hold its ground and stand the line. Because if Russia manages to hold the line, it's a big, big help to freedom fighters all around the world. And if you really think about it, you see what I'm saying is right and what you're saying is right, Vinny. We need all the allies we can get. You know, the mums and dads, the normal people out there who are on the streets just fighting for freedom to get on with their lives. We know that the cabal hates Russia. We know the deep state hates Russia. And in that regard, you can say the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and people all around the country. You know, ABC News did that hysterical hit piece today, you know, talking about Russian propaganda and Russian marches. Wait till they see what happens tomorrow. They're so worried. I mean, we're going to have massive rallies tomorrow, guys. And you know what the funny thing is? It's actually not Russians that are marching. Russians in Australia, 98% of them, they're actually too afraid to march. Russians are scared to actually hold their flag and to stand up and stand outside. Like that Vasily Koinov guy, you know, he's there with a flag, and then when they put pressure on him, he does a backflip. Oh, no, it wasn't about Russia, it was about vaccines, oh, no, and because people are scared, cowardice, and I understand why they're scared, because the relentless propaganda every day against Russians, you see the propaganda on TV, vilifying Russians, Russian hacking, Russian election interference, Russian foreign influence, Russian spies, hives of spies, nests of spies. You know, the police, the intelligence agencies, the ministers, they talk about Russia like it's the boogeyman. In reality, you know, at these rallies, you see what's going on. It's Aussies, it's Anzacs marching. The rally in Christchurch tomorrow, for example. Just a bunch of locals, people in New Zealand who are saying, you know, piss off. We didn't vote for this. Don't send our money overseas. Don't send our soldiers overseas. And they're completely correct in their position. So people in Christchurch, you're going tomorrow to this rally in New Zealand, and yourself, Vinny, I heard, you know, you're organising something for Auckland coming up on the next Saturday. It's important for people to speak up. You know, it's important. And look, our troops will appreciate the fact, our Australian and New Zealand troops, the Anzacs, they will appreciate the fact that we're speaking up and saying don't send them overseas. Because you know how this works. First they say they're sending send overseas to train, they're doing tactical live fire drills. Then next minute, you know what, they're in battle, they're in combat. It's one step away. So we know how the government's narrative operates.
Sorry to interrupt, but New Zealand actually has a long, sad history of this in Afghanistan and in Iraq, where they claimed that they were sending in people to help out and do support roles and things of that nature. But then, of course, they get snapped in combat by journalists. So the fact of the matter is, New Zealand is a very, very dirty country. A lot of people think that this is like the cleanest country there is. You can't even swim in 70% of our lakes and rivers because they're so polluted. And the New Zealand was mentioned like 66,000 times in the Panama money laundering papers. All right, we are a center for money laundering. We're like the Cayman Islands of the South Pacific here, and the reason why people think that we're the least corrupt country in the world is because of Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index, keyword perception. They send out a voluntary questionnaire to the members of Transparency International in New Zealand. Our members are the most corrupt plutocrats you've ever heard of, and the questionnaire is voluntary. So bro, have you guys got any corruption going on over there in New Zealand? And New Zealand goes, nah bro, nah, just none. And sends it back blank. And hey presto, we're perceived to be the least corrupt country in the world. 100% of all the parliamentarians in New Zealand's parliament supported sending those troops, supported sending that money. And 100% of those parliamentarians did not come out and speak to the protesters at Parliament ground that they moved on with sound cannons and weaponry that New Zealanders had never seen before. This country is a cesspool of corruption as it is. I mean, at this point, we could theoretically be the Ukraine of the South Pacific. The amount of sex trafficking and scumbaggery that was rumoured to be going on in that country from people that I've interviewed.
Well, Vinny, it's funny you mention that because it looks like the New Zealand government is getting involved in a war without telling its people, without consulting the population of New Zealand. Now, just for everyone's information, just for those people who haven't heard what's going on and why it's important to speak up and protest in these rallies that are planned tomorrow all over Australia and New Zealand. So for New Zealand, did you know that on the 21st of March last year, New Zealand first announces providing non-lethal military assistance? 7 days later, they say they're providing more military assistance. On the 11th of April, New Zealand sends C-130 Hercules and an Air Force detachment and troops to Europe. On the 13th of April, Royal New Zealand Air Force Hercules again leave for Europe. 3rd of May, more New Zealand support to Ukraine. 23rd of May, New Zealand announces additional deployment support. And this time it's not non-lethal. It's full on. They're sending weapons, they're sending troops. 31st of May, artillery teams from New Zealand travel to Europe. 23rd of June, Hercules and Air Force personnel come back from Europe. Back to New Zealand. Then again, they leave from Aotearoa on the 27th of June, 15th of August.
That's pronounced Aotearoa, like not your Tearoa, it's Aotearoa, bro.
I'll give you that one, Aotearoa. As long, you know,
beautiful pronunciation, brother. The Maldives would be proud.
Very good. And then what happens on the 15th of August? New Zealand sends further significant deployment to support Ukraine. 15th of August. New Zealand deploys troops to the UK to support Ukraine, and New Zealand on the 4th of October is already training Ukrainian battlefield recruits. So we started with non-lethal military aid, and you can see how they announced something and then really they're just dressing it up to make it look less confrontational to the public for public consumption.
Wait a second.
Really, at the end of the day,
We're talking about NATO versus Russia here, aren't we? More or less. Because New Zealand's not a NATO member, but we're a NATO signatory. Because I remember this back in the days of John Key, a former Federal Reserve banker who became our Prime Minister and then got us into more debt than anybody could ever conceive of. Look, this kind of war is kind of like the... Is this the war for one world government? Is this like the straw that broke the camel's back? I mean, is this a great precipice that we really stand upon here?
Well, if it's not, it must be a dress rehearsal for it. Because if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, sounds like a duck, it must be a duck. And we can see that the same people that are waging this war, these NATO globalist powers, are the same people that were behind the last 3 years and all of the mandates and all of the medical programs and the World Economic Forum and the WHO. So it's the same people. Red Dragons in the south of New Zealand is watching. Big shout out to everyone who's watching all over New Zealand. And who is in, if you're in Christchurch, if you're on the South Island, get on down there tomorrow. There's going to be an event tomorrow in Christchurch, New Zealand, on Remembrance Bridge, Saturday, March 4th. Russia is not our enemy, people are saying. No New Zealand involvement. You got to agree with that message. I don't see anything wrong with that messaging. That's pretty spot on. What do you think, Vinny? What do you think of the messaging of this rally in Christchurch tomorrow?
I mean, it's pretty fair enough, you know. I mean, what did Russia ever do to us? Give us vodka?
Yeah. That's it. Well, I think in Australia they've actually put sanctions against Russian vodka. So it's hard to get a good bottle of Russian vodka these days. But speaking of rallies, guys, let's just confirm that we've got rallies all over the place. We've got rallies happening in Sydney and Russian Consulate tomorrow at 12 o'clock. At Melbourne, at Parliament House, 12 o'clock. Perth Forest Place, Brisbane, Redcliffe Place, Adelaide. Let me know in the comments section if you're going to the rallies tomorrow. Share this video out there to your mates. Remind them what's happening. It's important we stand up and show up. It's important that we show Russia that it's not the government. Sorry, it's not the people, but it's the government. The people of Australia, the people of New Zealand, they haven't got any problems. We don't have any beef or any dramas with Russians. And Fishman from the comments section is correctly saying Russia is not our enemy. Russia is not our enemy. Undercover Light will be there, he says. People are doing, we're asking for live streams. People want live streams from Christchurch. Let me know in the comments section if Theresa wants to watch Christchurch live. We will be doing, guys, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, live streaming the national event on this channel. So tune in tomorrow if you can't make it in person. And we'll have New Zealand as well with Vinny's help. And big thank you to Vinny, Counterspin Media, and all the great patriots in New Zealand who are on the ground. And they've been
let's not forget DK Spiracy. He'll kill me if I don't mention him.
DK Spiracy?
Yeah.
Give him a shout out there.
Oh, yeah.
And find them on social media. Head over to them. Head over to VinnyEastwood.com and check out his great work they do. But it's good to see that, you know, we haven't had much collaboration, have we, between Australia and New Zealand. You guys do your thing, we do our thing. You know, both movements in Australia, the freedom movement here and the freedom movement over there in New Zealand, very organic, and it's just regular people standing up and saying enough is enough. Now that this is a very serious global issue, it's an issue of war that we did not vote for, we didn't allow our governments to send our troops and expect more protests. That's our message to the government. You want to send our money overseas, taxpayer money, you want to make enemies with countries that have nuclear arsenals. I mean, what are our diplomats thinking? You know, what is the New Zealand government thinking? All right, Australia, it's got a little bit bigger military than New Zealand. I think we've got 49 tanks and you guys have like 4. But still, we're both at the bottom of the scale, right? We're not in a position to go flexing our muscle and sending troops and weapons overseas to absolutely no avail. Now, if it was a Pacific country, if it was a Commonwealth country, right? If someone attacked New Zealand, we should jump in by all means.
Something just occurred to me. What kind of kickbacks are we going to get? All right, because whenever New Zealand sends anybody anywhere, that's usually some kind of a deal. The United States will give us this if we do that, you know, and so on and so forth. This is how they build their little coalitions and make their little global schemes. It's just straight bribery. What is New Zealand being offered in exchange for doing all of this? What is Australia being offered in exchange for doing all of this?
Well, we've got nothing to gain. What did we gain from going to Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, Vietnam, Korea, all those other wars? All we got is, you know, very brave Anzacs and our diggers that fought hard and brave, but what did they end up with? It gave us no strategic advantage. You know, all we had was body bags and PTSD. And it's very sad that our brave diggers who, you know, fought bravely, but unfortunately, what was it for? What, for the Americans? Well, people are going to go and die for Zelensky or die for Joe Biden. That's what we're talking about here. And when the government says, oh, they're only going over there to train, you know, don't tell us that. We know how that works. That's how it started in Afghanistan. That's how it starts all over the place. First, you send non-lethal military aid. Then you send more military aid. Then you start sending, you know, plane loads. C-130 Hercules flying in and out of, you know, New Zealand, back and forth doing runs to Ukraine, carrying New Zealand troops.
This concept is called the totalitarian tiptoe. All right, and they take one little step forward and another little step. I mean, if they just took a giant leap all of a sudden, everybody would be up in arms. Like, what the hell are you sending all that for? But because they build you up to it very, very slowly over time, the population just sort of lets it wash over them. And isn't it sad to see?
Absolutely, it is sad to see. But the good news is we do have a pushback. We've got plenty of switched on and awake people out there all over the South Pacific region now. And the good thing now about our collaboration, Vinny, that our rallies are taking on a international character. So the ABC News, who are freaking out about a few Russian flags in Adelaide, get ready because it's going to get worse. Now New Zealand's entered the chat room.
And then there'll be the New Zealand counter-protesters who'll turn up with their Ukrainian flags, no doubt.
Well, you know, join them, to tell them to join in. Let's just look at their point of view. These people are protesting because they want New Zealand troops to go to war. They want New Zealand money and weapons to go to war. In Australia, they want Australians going to war. What kind of patriots are they? You know, I've met a few Ukrainians who have their own views on Russia and Ukraine, but they agree with me that it's not our war and we should stay out of it. As a country, as Australia, it's got nothing to do with us. I mean, wars have been going on in Europe for the last 2,000 years and more, plus, right? Why should Australia get involved willy-nilly? Especially because this conflict, it's almost like an internal Russian conflict. It's on the border of Russia. It's in disputed territory that at one stage or another was part of Russia. The people there are part of Russia. Are the Russians, and NATO has been pumping weapons into the region since 2014. Everyone who's awake knows what's behind this conflict, and what's for sure, we need to keep out of it. As Jordan in the comments section says, send diplomats, not tanks. Well, we know that our diplomats are bloody hopeless. Absolutely hopeless, aren't they?
We're not talking about a group of people who are actually trying to make peace. We're talking about people who are trying to implement a global plan for order so that all of us will be living in a little slave city, so that all of us will be deprived and poor and afraid all the time about everything, so that we're so frozen by the huge quantity of anxiety that is thrown at us by things that are happening and things that haven't happened yet, that we wouldn't be able to resist any kind of tyranny because of the tyranny that exists within our own minds that we pollute our heads with. Taking away your fear, you know, people say that this is a really good idea, and I don't think so. I think actually a natural fear is healthy. Being fear of being enslaved, right? I think that's a natural, healthy fear in this day and age, because that fear might motivate you to do something about it. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's seeing the problem, being afraid of it, but still doing something about it anyway. And that's what people really have the opportunity to do tomorrow at the Remembrance Bridge in Christchurch, and of course next week at the protest that we'll be having in Auckland. And I think that on a daily basis, that mantra of you can be afraid, that's okay, but you still have to do the right thing. And if you don't,
absolutely,
that's not okay.
Look, fear is contagious, but what's more contagious is bravery. And I'd like to say, guys, everyone listening, thank you to all the Australians who have been marching and rallying in Australian cities, Australia-wide, for many weeks now and months. There's been quite a few Australian neutrality marches. And it's Aussies who are carrying Russian flags. It's Anzacs who are walking out with signs saying, Russia is not our enemy. And where some Russians, local Russians, I'll admit it, guys, there are Russians here, right, who are afraid to walk outside with a Russian flag. You've got parents telling their kids, oh, don't go to Russian protests, you know, you'll get photographed and put into a, some type of government watch list, and people are afraid. Russian Australians are afraid. But Aussies, they couldn't care less. Like, they walk out in slouch hats and with Russian flags and with Zeds on their T-shirts and Zed hats. They don't care. They're not scared. And they're challenging their own government. Aussies are saying, I dare you to take me on. Freedom of speech. If I want to stand with Russia, you can't stop me. Watch me stand with Russia. And that's, I think, what drives a lot of the Australian protesters, you know, the local protesters, them wearing a Zed, you know, or Russian symbol or Russian flag or rocking up to a Russian protest. That's like a big slap in the face to the establishment. That's them saying, you know, F you, look at me, right? That's people who are, you know, anti-vaxxers and anti-establishment, and people have been, you know, people who are seasoned veteran protesters of the movement are now standing up and saying, oh, guess what? I'm not only anti-vax, I'm not only a pure blood, I'm not only anti, you know, police intimidation, I'm not only against government tyranny, but guess what? I also support Russia. And that's the biggest slap in the face to the establishment. You know, to these woke establishment media outlets, it just drives them mad. Just we saw here with the ABC, and you've just tuned in, you'll have to rewind and check out the channel on our live stream tonight. But the ABC News, they see Russian flags at a protest in Adelaide, and they start spinning the old narrative, Russian propaganda tactics, you know, the Kremlin.
Unbelievable. Well, I was just thinking that if the government supports it, if the mainstream media tells you something, the exact opposite of it is usually the truth.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, you guys, that's a very true. Great words from Vinny. If in doubt, do the opposite of what the media says, and you'll be guaranteed, you'll be almost always correct.
Well, you're
the right side of history.
As Mark Twain said, be careful in reading health books. You could die of a misprint.
Absolutely. And Mitch James from the comment section says the news is all about propaganda. You know, like that hit piece there from the ABC. I love it, honestly. That's why I had to just show it here, guys. ABC News, all they got was 2,000 views on it. We'll have to repost it, maybe pump the numbers for them. People have stopped watching mainstream media. People see these articles, they see these news stories about Russian propaganda, they laugh. What Russian propaganda? The Russians can't even walk out with a flag. They're too afraid. There's too much pressure on them, right? So thank you again, once again, and I'm very proud of all the Aussies, all the Kiwis, and all the Anzacs who are carrying Russian flags, who are carrying signs and marching and telling their government, stop sending weapons to Ukraine. Stop sending troops. We didn't vote for this, and Russia is not our enemy. Going to your comments in the questions in the comments section, guys. Quick question here from No Frills. What happens tomorrow if it rains, guys? Rain, hail, or shine, we will all be there. If it rains, we'll figure it out. You know, there's obviously the government sometimes, we allege, we can't prove, but they sometimes use some type of, I don't know, conspiracy theory here, but seems to rain quite often when there's a protest.
Well, guys, we'll all be there. Speaking of which, one of my listeners sent me an article saying that there was a company that does destination weddings, and they're offering a new service, cloud seeding, so that they can prevent the rain from happening on your wedding day. It costs $300,000. Apparently they haven't got any takers yet. So if you guys want to rustle up 300k for this protest, guarantee that it ain't going to rain. You know, I mean, it is the thing. They've got weather modification technology just being sold to people left, right, and centre now. And people are worried about, you know, whether or not people know there's geoengineering. Believe me, we know. And I have no doubts that there's occasionally the odd chemtrail that's being sprayed around to direct a little weather system to disrupt an important protest.
Absolutely, guys. By the way, if you're watching, you want to order a Z shirt or some kind of pro-Russian paraphernalia, check out AussieKozak.shop. But you don't have to buy a shirt. You can actually make one yourself. If you can't wait, if you can't order one in the post, we do ship overseas. But just grab a shirt, just take a black shirt or a white shirt and just literally paint a Z on it. There you go. And you watch how the media looks at you. That is the biggest, like, red flag you can put up. If you want to cause some commotion, you want to do a real conversation starter to the point where it's not only a conversation, but it'll be national media news. Wear a Z. Get a sign with
it. Is that code for Z Russians?
Well, where the Z came from, incidentally, it's actually used by Australian Special Forces for many years now, the Z symbol. But the Russians started using the Z in February last year because their tanks, the Russian tanks, look very similar to the Ukrainian tanks. So So when you got two countries that used to be part of the same country, Russia and Ukraine were part of the Soviet Union, and before that they were both part of the Russian Empire. So all the tanks that the Russians, that the Ukrainians have, they're actually from the Russians. The Russians gave it to them, which makes it even more tragic. The Ukrainians are using weapons that the Russians gave them a long time ago to fight. Now, because of NATO and all of the aggression that NATO has been pumping into the region. So, the, you know, in Washington, they're sitting back laughing and counting the money and counting, watching the billions of dollars flow in. They love this. It's great for their defense industry. We know the defense industry, just like Big Pharma, needs pandemics, the big defense industry needs wars. If there are no wars, the factories stop working, they stop pumping out missiles and shells. Now they've got this big war going on. They can trick poor countries like New Zealand into sending over hundreds of millions of dollars. And Australia, who sent already $700 million. And what did we say? The New Zealand Defence Minister calls it, I quote, New Zealand government support of millions of dollars announced for military assistance, which will be going to the NATO Trust Fund for Ukraine. That's the dodgiest thing I've ever heard. What do you mean NATO Trust Fund? What, the more like the Zelensky, you know, slush fund? Anyway, guys, let me know in the comments section what you'd like to ask Vinny, because Vinny is one of our great allies, our ideological allies. We can probably agree on most things except for the pronunciation of the number six. Everything else, we're on the same page.
The number six?
So someone in the comments asked me for you to say six.
Can you say anything? Why didn't they ask me to say fosh and chops?
There you go. There's a very stereotype.
The number six. Yeah.
There you go. Question from Tom Anko. Vinny, any news from Max Egan?
He was doing an Acapulco last I heard, and like running a bar. He's living it up in Mexico, man, as everybody should do from time to time, don't they say?
There you go. Well, it's good to see that you're in contact with other freedom fighters around the world, and I think it's great that we've got a connection over the water. I'm sure the New Zealand Federal Police and the Australian Federal Police are sitting there scratching their heads in some, you know, command centre, saying, how the hell did Cossack end up speaking with Vinny, and now they're organising rallies, you know, all over the South Pacific region? That'll definitely be a point of order in the next briefing to the head of the New Zealand Intelligence Commission.
Well, one can only hope, because I am facing charges of up to 6 months in prison and a $4,000 fine, and I'm due to be sentenced on the 30th of March. So hopefully this doesn't, brace the judge's ears a bit, you know.
Well, Tom Anko says, Vinny, you should be proud of your political activism, never ashamed for confronting the follies of this despotic modernity.
Oh, thank you.
A lot of supporters
much
out there, mate.
Yeah, well, it evokes a great tide of good feelings when you hear that the sacrifices that you've made have inspired other people to make sacrifices of their own to do the right thing.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. People in the comments section are very happy to hear what you have to say, Vinny, including the number six. Moving on, guys, with your comments, bring them in. Hundreds of comments pouring in very quickly now. But we are all connected. Big shout out to Patrick Lancaster as well, one of those great independent journalists who are bringing the truth out of Ukraine at the moment. Serbian Lions Marching says, they want to send Vinny to a gulag for telling the truth. Disgusting.
Well, you know, they already did when they arrested us. They held me for 28 hours. They're supposed to hold you for three. And when I got out, I felt like I'd been in a Russian gulag. You know, I come out and I see my wife and my beautiful daughter, and I go to her, baby, you haven't aged a day. You're still as beautiful and supple as the day the state took my freedom. And Alina, my little mamushka, look how you've grown.
Very good Russian accent there, Vinny. Very impressed. Are you sure you're not drinking vodka out of that bottle?
It's possible, my friend. No, it's not vodka.
Very good, very good. Hilarious. We got Robin Schultz says, Anzacs protest together against war in Ukraine. Very good. We've got a question here. People are saying that it's only a matter of time before we get on Ukrainian COA kill lists. Well, we saw that one of these American mercenaries defected a few days ago, Jason Hinkle. And as soon as he defected, he crossed to the Russian side. He was an American. And he is now the Ukrainians have put him on a hit list. Well, this hit list, guys, that you talk about, I've been on that hit list since 2014. So that's old news. You know, I've been on that hit list for a very long time. And I think it's an honor to be on the Ukrainian government's hit list. That means they must be doing something right. You know, they're putting all these people on the hit list. But you know who they put on the hit list? Especially journalists. They hate when people speak up. Now, journalism is a profession which is very, very dangerous. You know, 2023, it's one of the most dangerous professions. Look how many journalists around the world are persecuted, targeted, arrested, put in prison. Look at yourself, Vinny. Just for speaking up, just for speaking the truth, just for broadcasting in New Zealand against the government, against the tyranny, fighting for the rights of your neighbours, your family, your countrymen, and now you're being targeted by the government establishment with all of their resources. Just like in Australia, where they use counter-terrorism legislation, resources, and capabilities, tactics, strike forces, intelligence, federal police. They use that not against terrorists. They use it against who? They use it against journalists, activists, social media people, people who are simply, you know, speaking their mind, speaking the truth, giving their opinion. It's outrageous, but it's happening. 2023, welcome to the world.
Yeah. The thing is, in a world so full of lies and deception, to find the truth now amidst all the censorship and demonization and stuff like that, so much harder than when I was looking for it 10 years ago. There was a golden gap there, around about between 2010, 2008 kind of, up until maybe 2018, where you could practically look for anything on YouTube and you could broadcast about anything too. The geometric amount of knowledge that people were able to absorb in that decade was unprecedented, and it may never be seen like that ever again because of all these controls that are on it. Now, I'd like to think that we can turn this around. I'd like to think that we can get the truth out. I'd like to think that the old-fashioned word of mouth is still just as powerful as it has always been, and that it is people talking with each other and connecting on a real level that really moves things, along with music. What songs have we got to really get behind? When the 60s counterculture happened, they had their music, because it's emotion that changes people's minds, not information. And we have to remember that.
Well said, well said. Guys, if you've just joined us, reminder, we're joined by Vinny Eastwood, one of the leading media personalities of the New Zealand Freedom Movement. And it's very good that we have established a good, you know, line of communication. And we're going to be working more closely, collaborating together. We've got many people in Australia, in New Zealand, who are on the same page. They're on the right side of history. And we do have allies. You're not alone. If you're in New Zealand, you're in Christchurch, you're in Auckland, Wellington, North South Island, you're not alone. You've got millions of people in Australia who are on your side. And as we see now, you've got tens of millions of people in Russia who are very appreciative. You've got allies in the form of the Russian people. The governments are trying to set us up against each other. The Australian government, the Australian media, the New Zealand government, they want war. They want to kindle, you know, the flames of war. They want a warmonger, and they want us to hate each other. We've got no messages of hate. We've only got messages of friendship. And tomorrow in Christchurch, that's happening on Remembrance Bridge. And thank you very much to you, Vinny, for being involved in organizing this. It's short notice, but it's all organic. It's spontaneous. And that's what we love. The best rallies are the spontaneous, organic rallies. Following tomorrow, we've got next week coming up all over the country, again, all over Australia, on the 10th, the 11th of March. It's going to be a Saturday, and there'll be things happening in Auckland on that day. Vinny, let us know where our viewers can see, where they can find you, where they can subscribe to your work.
Go to vinnyeastwood.com and search me on YouTube, Vinny Eastwood Show, and on Twitch and BitChute and Rumble and Facebook, the Vinny Eastwood. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. And Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. If I may do my my show intro, I'm not sure if you've heard it before, if you might indulge me. Welcome.
Now, what, mate? My mistake there. Well, I keep going there. I want to show you this, Vinny. All right, before we go, something guys which is going on now. You saw the ABC hit piece about us. Have a look at this. I'm going to show you some footage now. This is the Ukrainian news, Ukrainian government news, sponsored by the Ukrainian government, are actually doing hit pieces, and they're very angry. They're not happy that all around Australia there are these freedom rallies where anti-vaxxers and pro-Russian people are on the same team, and they're both standing up against the globalists. So I'll give some commentary, but have a look at it. They put a lot of effort into it. They've made this sort of, you know, documentary, short documentary hit piece about the rallies in Australia that are ongoing everywhere. So guys, tune in. Vinny, I'll ask you your opinion by the end of it. You know, the guy's talking in Russian, but you can see from the images that it's an excellent GR. They put a lot of effort into it. I actually found it quite interesting. Check it out, guys.
Как говорится, ничего личного, чисто бизнес. Ну а МИД РФ тем временем решил переключить внимание на зеленый континент. Австралия все сильнее интегрировалась с НАТО и в Кремле. Видимо, посчитали, что логично вкладывать деньги в проекты, которые будут продвигать австралийский нейтралитет. Ну а поскольку кроме отдельных региональных политиков, желающих получать деньги из России, не было, в МИД решено было полагаться на, так сказать, собственные кадры. Что из этого получилось, мы сейчас вам покажем.
Привет, друзья! С вами австралийский казак.
Этот тучный мужичок без гармошки именует себя австралийским казаком.
This is the Ukrainian news running a propaganda piece about all these rallies going on in Australia. Really outrageous. But it's quite entertaining, so I thought I'd share it to everyone. I'll try and translate it as we go. It's all in Russian. They're comparing different people, soldiers on the front line, talking about what's happening in Australia. Really getting Australia on the map, isn't it? There's the Ukrainian news saying that the Aussie Cossack is a big, you know, propaganda character. I mean, the consulate there. Yeah, the narrator is similar to Zelensky, the way he sounds.
Прошу Российскую Федерацию и его превосходительство, высокое превосходительство Владимира Владимировича Путина поддержать мое обращение.
There's me in the consulate. They know everything, these Ukrainians. But there's me back in the old days in Russia, playing the harmonica in the village. They even put this in the video.
И ничего, что именно коммунисты расстреляли
пропаганда, right? На Колыму казаков и белогвардейцев.
Историю пусть лохи учат. Современным российским патриотам главное кринж. Ведь на фоне чего еще языкам песни распевать, как не советских
символ.
При этом нужно понимать, что ставка Кремля на городских сумасшедших реально просаживает немалые инвестиции в создание пророссийских политических движений
за рубежом.
Мало кто желает иметь хоть что-то общее, даже flag, когда кизяки заманивают на
митинг. Завтра у российского консульства в Улларе, Сиднее, на Фуллер-Крит состоится очень большой митинг.
Бесплатный барбекю.
Поэтому максимум выхлопа таких проектов для МИД РФ — это буря в стакане воды. То есть чудаки в Австралии пыхтят, стараются, но ничего, кроме картинки для российских ура-патриотов, у них не получается. Хотя кизяки в свое время всячески пытались скачать Австралию и по теме Сирии, устраивая антитурецкие митинги.
Антитурецкие демонстрации в Австралии. Более 150 казаков, сербов, греков, сирийцев, иранцев, австралийцев прошли в воскресенье маршем от генконсульства России к посольству Турции в Сиднее, чтобы выразить недовольство действиями Анкары в Сирии.
Honestly, they made a whole movie about this. There's Uncle Bruce Shillingsworth.
This is huge, bro. You're like public enemy number one.
Oh yeah, now, this is why I'm on the Ukrainian government hit list. Look at all the people marching with Russian flags.
Среди организаторов митинга атаман австралийского отдела Забайкальского войскового казачьего общества Семен Байков.
Ну а когда Путин объявил так называемую СВО ряженую, так вообще перешли на чуть ли не круглосуточный режим работы.
The comment saying from Diego saying this is defamatory and you can sue them.
Военной репутации Австралии.
Those bushmasters, look, the Australian bushmasters have been destroyed. Oh, well, you can't sue the Ukrainians for defamation because they've got nothing to pay with.
What are they going to do? Pay you in New Zealand weapons?
Yeah. There's a news about this tank, the Zed tank in Western Australia, made the Ukrainian news. The guy, whoever drew the Zed on the Ukrainian and on the Leopard tank in Western Australia, you're on the news too.
На корпусе списанного танка «Леопард» в Австралии.
It is full panic, eh? But how good is it?
Но здесь надо признать, что додики были смешными лишь до поры до времени.
Руководство Австралии могло просто
улыбаться, когда смешной толстяк запрещал им отправлять в Украину бушмастера.
Эти люди отправляют наши бушмастеры
на Украину. И что там с ними происходит? Русские сначала разбивают этот бой. А потом выставляют на
всеобщий
показ. Like, you've created this much of a panic. They're like, mate, we've got to do something about this, Aussie.
They're freaking out. They are absolutely freaking out. Look, I'm even wearing a mask. In my defense, that was way back during the pandemic when you had to wear a mask. So there you go. The Ukrainian news have gone through the whole Aussie Cossack YouTube channel. Made this like epic documentary style. Think about it. Look, they even got me at the consulate. Check it out. Ricardo's there. You got some experts. Who's Russian guy with a beard talking about the Cossack? He's actually on my side, he's saying he's a good bloke.
He's not the Cossack, he's not that beard like me.
Outside Channel 7. This is full on. Now they got the Russian government involved. Look at this.
Захарова назвала неоправданным задержание
в семье атамана Семёна Бойкова. Условия вам желания соотечественника.
А это служит еще одним примером
двойных стандартов отношения к тем, кто пользуется правом на свободное изложение своих
взглядов. Honestly, the Ukrainian one just sounds better.
Представьте, говорящая голова российского МИД вписывается за городского...
I mean, they've really just gone all out, bro.
Ведь такие кадры для кремлевских чиновников на вес золота.
What a beautiful, thing, by the way. They switch from Australia to the Kremlin.
These guys have got production value, man.
Well, this is where all the... You know, this is the boys from Melbourne. A bunch of Serbians in Melbourne even made
себя такая тактика, но лично нам кажется, что содержание публики а-ля Кизяк Бойков это примерно то же самое, что искать любви
в отделе с резиной в Кубане.
But I like
it. I mean, it's like they just took everything together, mixed it all up.
You know, we've got a few seconds left in this piece of video. What do we put the lady eating strawberries? What do you think?
Unbelievable. That was hilarious. What do you make of that video?
Yeah, you know, I love the bit when they're like, just a few seconds here. Wait, okay. I don't know. Let's have woman eating strawberry or something. Yes, that'll make Aussie Cossack look real bad. You know, a woman eating strawberry. I mean, you must hate this man.
Someone said it's a good tourism commercial. Welcome to Australia. Look at Australia. Oh, it's hilarious. Very, very hilarious. People are saying it's a free fix-up job. And they even had me fixing the Australian New South Wales police car with duct tape. I don't know how they factored that in there, but that got in there. Very good. Mate. Guys, I'll tell you what. I'll post in the members-only section tonight. We'll post a full version of that Ukrainian propaganda piece with English subtitles for you, so I give you an incentive to become a member. But as usual, I'm only saying that because I'll make it available from everyone anyway, then no one can accuse me of hiding behind a paywall. So there you go. But I do know everyone joins the channel for members anyway. So Aussie Cossack the movie, Nick Page said, people in the comments, they've turned you into a worldwide movie star. It's ridiculous, it's outrageous. The best advertising is at a real TV show. Super defamation. There you go. Someone said, no, Avi doesn't support Zelensky. I heard Avi's actually switching. Avi Yemeni from Rebel News is switching over to the Russian side. I heard. But who knows? In fact, you should know something about that, Vinny, because he was banned from coming to New Zealand.
Yep, New Zealand made Yemeni the enemy. And that was a sad day for New Zealand as well. I mean, we cancelled Lawrence Southern and Stefan Molyneux from speaking. We cancelled one of our own former prime ministers or opposition party leaders from speaking at a university. And, of course, Avi Yemeni. And now I think myself and Billy TK and Lee Williams and Counterspin Media and now Liz Gunn, all of which are very high up in the New Zealand kind of alternative media, are all facing like charges or have been deplatformed or have had our jobs taken from us or our homes taken from us or something else has happened to us all. You know, to speak up and be truthful in New Zealand in social media is a very dangerous proposition.
Very dangerous proposition, guys. Loving your comments in the comments section. People can't get over the strawberries part. I don't know what they were thinking. The Soviet strawberries. And that was, in fact, Maria Zakharova, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson. And I've got to say thank you to her. She does a great job. Very strong, brave woman who defends Russia's interests on the international level. Imagine being a woman who is speaking as a spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and you're up against everyone except for, you know, two-thirds of the world who are actually with Russia. Did you know two-thirds of the world support Russia in terms of population? Yeah, the only countries that actually are against Russia are the NATO countries, the pro-American puppets, and which is important, guys, again, why we need to speak up and stand up and march and keep rallying and keep coming to these neutrality marches, to show that no, Australia and New Zealand are not part of NATO. Yes, maybe we're, you know, dibbling and dabbling in, you know, being almost a NATO member, but as far as we know, in our lifetime, Australia and New Zealand are not part of NATO. And how can we be part of NATO? NATO stands for North Atlantic Terrorist Organization. Oh, I mean, Treaty Organization. Sorry, did I say that out loud? I shouldn't have said that. I was just a Freudian slip. North Atlantic Treaty Organization. So where's the Atlantic and where's the North Atlantic? It's definitely nowhere near Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, we're I mean, if we were like sadomasochists, like South Atlantic Treaty Organization or South Pacific Treaty Organization, what would that be? SIPTA? You know, maybe we should, maybe we'd have some kind of viability there. But yeah, that's the other side of the world, man. It's not within our sphere of influence, and we shouldn't be part of it, I don't think. More to the point, it's just a globalist puppet thing anyway. Have a look at all of these countries that have been invaded at the behest of NATO, and as the globalist little dominoes keep falling and falling and falling, and now Russia's like, what, the last major superpower to not fall to the New World Order, as some people are alleging, and now they're trying to demonize them worldwide? I mean, people have got to wake up.
Vinny, I just want to say cheers to you. Makes so much sense. Cheers to whatever you're drinking there. One day we'll have a drink together. You do a very good job. See, guys, Vinny, a bloke from New Zealand who understands more about geopolitics and Russia and Ukraine than the whole New Zealand Foreign Affairs Department. You know, they should be listening to regular people like our mums and dads and tradesmen. Speaking of tradesmen, shout out to Mick, the roofing carpenter in Brisbane, who's organising a protest there. You know, we've got people who are, you know, not really interested in geopolitics, but they know enough about the government to not trust the government when the government says, oh, we're only sending $100 million. Next week, it's another $200 million. By the end of the year, it's $700 million. We started with sending $510 million. This is where it starts. Remember when I was reading out to the amount of aid New Zealand has provided? It starts with the New Zealand Minister of Defence saying, we're only sending a little bit of non-lethal aid. You know, a week later, 2 weeks later, a few months later, they're sending C-130 transport aircraft back and forth, shuttle runs carrying New Zealand troops. Ridiculous. But hi from North Queensland, says Jackie. People in the comments section still can't get over that outrageous Ukrainian propaganda video. Kevin Donahue says, it reminds me of the Ukrainian video, all the supposed there, with a lot of propaganda. Someone said that Avi is defecting. Avi Yemeni is defecting to the Russian side. That would be a nice thing. At the end of the day, Sasha Loveridge says, out of the embassy window, they are very worried. Indeed, they are worried. And guys, I reckon New Zealand, I wouldn't be surprised if they start doing, you know, mainstream media, Channel 9, ABC, they must start doing hit pieces about the so-called alleged Russian spy connection in New Zealand. That's the next story coming out next week. What do you think, Vinny? Have you got any headlines that you can predict?
Oh, what's going to happen next week? Climate change is going to be a big issue next week, and people having access to the internet and spreading like malicious ideas that the government doesn't have your best interests at heart. That's going to be big next week, And obviously, I think there's going to be a food shortage and a gas price hike and a little bit of emergency passages of law. How do I know that? Because how you predict the weather is very simple. Generally speaking, the weather will be the same as it was last week.
There you go. All those headlines coming up, including a Russian propaganda operation in Christchurch.
Mm. There
you
go.
But if you're listening, if you're watching, you, this is how we organize rallies. It's literally, you know, I text the bloke, say, who we got in New Zealand? Vinnie Eastwood. Vinnie Eastwood, how's it going? What's happening? Yep. Have you heard that they're sending weapons? Uh-huh. Yeah, we've got to do something. We're organizing rallies. That's it. There's no propaganda conspiracy theory behind this.
Yeah.
And that's what the media can understand.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Ben Vidgen, best-selling author in New Zealand here, mentored me a bit. And he was sitting down with some of these journalists, and they said, you know, Ben, we wish we could do what you do, you know, reporting the truth and all of that kind of thing. And he goes, well, why don't you? And they pulled out their wallet, and they put down a credit card, platinum, $100,000 limit. And he goes, that's why, mate. And I've got a brand new late model car, and I live in a $1 million house. If I started doing what you're doing, I'd start living your, like you're living.
Yeah, Vinny, we've got to establish something. Is there a Russian embassy in New Zealand, just in case something happens? You can.
Well, I'm gonna have to escape from my own countries and jurisdictions. I think New Zealand's already about as bad as it's gonna get, you know. But you know, New Zealanders always surprise you, especially the government just kind of surprises you. And the reason why I'm facing charges is because I believed that New Zealanders had rights when we went out to protest the lockdowns, and as it turns out, you don't have any rights in New Zealand. So I'm beyond the illusion of being able to escape this. I was talking with a famous New Zealand musician at a festival one time, and he's been deplatformed and lost his band and lots of gigs because he told the truth and didn't take the jabs. And he says to me, Vinny, do you think there's any hope for guys like us? And I go, maybe not for guys like us, but the reason why we keep doing what we're doing, even though we don't really have any hope for ourselves, is because of the fact that if we keep doing what we're doing because it's the right thing to do, it gives other people hope. And that makes it a responsibility, an obligation. You don't stand up against the bully because you think you're going to beat the hell out of him and win. You stand up for him because it's the right thing to do. And that's what we're doing, standing up against the bullies. And it doesn't matter how many times they knock us down, we'll keep getting back up until we can't get back up anymore. And then somebody else will stand up in our place, just like we're standing up for those who can't.
Well said, well said. And to wrap it up, guys, we've got a couple of minutes left, but another super chat from PC Gamer Oz. I've been thinking about writing a letter to the Kremlin to explain my views on our criminal government and how they don't represent the people of our nation. With any luck, it might be made public. Well, speaking of that, this is really the ultimate purpose of coming to these rallies. It's to speak up and stand up. Now, what I can guarantee everyone in Australia and New Zealand is that all of the rallies that are happening tomorrow will be heavily reported on and covered in the Russian mainstream media. Now, our local media might either A, ignore it, or B, they might, what's the word? They might, you know, what they
demonize it.
They'll hit. Yeah, they'll do the old Russian propaganda and Russian activists and Vladimir Putin's man in Oz and Putin's army and Putin's proxies and Putin's patriots and whatever. At the end of the day, it's people aren't marching there because they want to come and kiss portraits of Putin. They're marching because they're saying a big F you to their own government, saying we did not vote to allow you to send our troops and our weapons overseas. That is what makes people march. That's what makes people come out for these rallies. And it's so important, guys, that Russians see this. I mean, it's very important that the Russian people, all, you know, 149 million Russians out there in Russia, the biggest country in the world, don't forget, they've got, you know, 9,800 nuclear missiles. We want them to see that, no, it wasn't us. It wasn't the people who are sending weapons and troops. It's Albo. It's Jacinta. What's the name of your new prime minister? I don't even know. What's his name?
Chris,
old mate there.
Oh, man. The leader of the opposition is Chris Luxon, but I keep forgetting the name of the new prime minister because he's so small. And I keep forgetting the names of short people. I'm 6'6". I just can't see you down there, bro.
I can't believe we can't name the New Zealand Prime Minister. I'm sorry, the guy, we all remember, you know, Horse Teeth Jacinta, but we can't remember who the new bloke is that replaced her. He's obviously not very charismatic, and he hasn't made enough of an impact for even people like Vinnie Eastwood in New Zealand.
No, it's late at night, and I'm kind of like, it's just spaced, you know, and just like, oh, bro, what the hell is his name? Because I know, like, if somebody told me, I'd know exactly who it was, and I was like, yeah, and I can tell you heaps about this guy. And then all of a sudden, it's just, it happens.
Well, you can't name the leader of New Zealand, it's all right, but Telniashka, what a great name, says, Vinnie's Russian accent rocks. They're very popular there, Vinny, with your Russian
Chris accent. Hipkins, I've got it. His name is Chris Hipkins, and he looks like Bilbo Baggins.
Well, question here, and you can answer it in your best Russian accent for you. Are choppers still flying over Vinny's house, police helicopters?
Yes, they happen to come across the sky many, many times, you know, but I've just been kind of like thinking about purchasing Stinger missile from CIA to do something about the noise pollution. I call up authorities, I tell them they're very loud helicopters. They say, no, you can't actually tell anybody to stop hovering helicopter over your house, okay? It's beyond our jurisdiction. And I'm just like, nah. It happened one night, bro, right after we did the election night, where the very first conspiracy theory party of New Zealand, the New Zealand Public Party, came up and did very well, considering it came out of absolutely nowhere. And then on that night, I think 2 o'clock in the morning, I managed to get home from the event, trying to go to sleep, and a helicopter just starts hovering over my house. You know, and it was just absolutely insane. And it happened a couple of times, I think. And every now and again, I just get so angry that I get up and I start filming them and live streaming it and talking about it. Because, my goodness, apparently, this isn't the only person who it's happening to. It happens to ordinary Kiwis all over the place. And sleep deprivation is a really big bad thing. I mean, speaking of that, think about the Russian sleep experiments, man. Think about the monsters that were created there. People were eating their own faces. People who had the strength of 10 men. People who had a gaunt and callous outlook on people. People who could kill people at will. This sort of thing. That's the monster that you don't turn into when you sleep at night. And there are a whole bunch of things like Wi-Fi and things of that nature that don't allow us to sleep properly. Turn your Wi-Fi off at night, folks. And all these choppers going all over the place, sleeping depriving people in South Auckland, the poorest neighborhoods and things of that nature. You know, there's no reason for that. Except if you want a population who is sick and tired and unable to resist.
Yes, that sounds like a classic government and police intimidation tactics, targeting journalists, targeting those who dare to speak up. You know, at the end of the day, what we've been speaking about, what we've been fighting for, even the other side now realise we were right. You know, have you noticed that, by the way? I want to ask you that. Because in Australia, we've got the Premier, Don Perrottet, we've got all sorts of politicians now before the election coming out and saying, we were right. I mean, we were right, the people were right. Now, admitting they were wrong, admitting that all the mandates and all the forced vaccine that was going on was not the right thing to do, and it was harmful, and it didn't actually stop transmissions. So we've got a trend here where, you know, it's nice, it's very fulfilling to finally realize that, you know, we are on the right side of history, and our opponents are admitting it. Question is, what are the repercussions? Are they going to apologize? Is there going to be compensation? Are they going to compensate all those nurses and firefighters and teachers who were banned from working? Question is, that's what's happening in Australia. What about New Zealand? Have you seen a trend? Is it changing?
Is what changing specifically?
The opinion. The problem is the government starting to pull back and are starting to admit that they were wrong. Because in Australia, they're starting to finally admit. Even mainstream media journalists, Carl Stefanovic, 2GB, Ben Fordham, people are actually, those people that used to promote the jab are now admitting that it's not a good thing.
There is a little bit of that going around now that you mention it. And unlike the promotion of the jab and the promotion of COVID, It's not being repeated 1,000 times a day across 1,000 different mediums for people to absorb repeatedly over and over again. We were wrong, 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 we were wrong. Everywhere you look, no. It's not like that at all, is it? They're just like, hey, we were wrong, and nobody's, and they're like, hey, and look over here now, all right, and we may have been lying to you about, I mean, just getting it wrong about all of those things, but this next thing that we're pushing, we're totally on the level, bro, we're totally on the level. How many people are going to keep falling for everything the government says? Now, history says about 30% of people will believe anything that they're told, all right, about 30% of people will need a little bit of convincing. 30% of people will need a lot of convincing, and 10% of people will never be convinced, no matter what the government says. And I'm part of that 10% quite proudly, you know. I mean, facts and evidence don't seem to matter to government, so why should I care about anything that they say? Have you noticed that when the government tells a lie, they tell like 7 lies at the same time, and by the time you've exposed one or all 7 of those lies, they're already moving on to the next lie that you then have to expose? It's just this endless avalanche of BS that we're constantly washed over every single day. It's like being sprayed in the face with a fire hose of BS. And it sickens me, frankly.
There you go. There you go. Vinny Eastwood. Vinny Eastwood, live from Auckland, joining us tonight. Thank you very much, Vinny. It's been a very enjoyable session with you tonight. Good to meet you. Our audience loves you. Guys, reminder, VinnyEastwood.com to check out what Vinny's doing and follow him there. We look forward to collaborating with you and the whole New Zealand freedom movement from Australia and standing strong, you know, using and remembering, invoking that Anzac spirit where Aussies and New Zealanders fought together for freedom. And look, we are fighting for freedom, hands down. That's why so many veterans march in our rallies in Australia and New Zealand. It's veterans who are coming to rallies and saying, no war with Russia. No to the government intimidation and police intimidation tactics. No to government censorship. No to smart cities. No to digitalized the future. No to a cashless society. No to forced jabs. No to the WF. And no to all of this globalist evil. So it's great that we've got people on our side, on the other side of the ditch. Vinny, what's your final message to those people that are planning on going to these rallies tomorrow, Australia and New Zealand?
I think when you're going to rallies, the most important thing you can do is get your social media account sorted so that you can broadcast from your Facebook or your Telegram or anything that you can really think of to broadcast from. YouTube takes 1,000 subscribers, unfortunately, to broadcast from a mobile phone, so you may have had to pre-establish yourself on that front. But the whole idea is that even one person standing there, if it's live, it can potentially go viral. It can potentially hit a lot of people's consciousness. Now, David Icke once told me that you can't convince anybody of anything, but you can tell them things they cannot unhear. And that is the point that you're doing out there. I call it the information grenade. You pull the pin, you chuck it in, and it'll blow up in their face later. You don't have to be the one to convince them, all right? Statistically, I think I called it the seventh man principle. Dr. Rima Labo told me about this. You know when you go up and you tell somebody something that's completely contrary to their very strongly held belief and they tell you, F off, you're a conspiracy theorist, and then you go to another person in the same response? By the time they get the exact same piece of information that's contrary to their very strongly held belief at a seventh different time, in a seventh different setting, with a seventh different social circle, that's when people start considering changing their beliefs. Not because you sat there trying to ram it down their throat. Just say one thing and let it slide and hope that other people play their part as part of the seven, as you have. And also, there's a lot of people who are accusing others of being liars or being shills and so on and so forth out there. And I thought to myself, you know, we could buy into that. We could totally start attacking each other. But I thought, what a really good idea, don't you think, would be to give compliments and praise to all the other people in New Freedom Movement who are doing the same thing as you, instead of running them down. I'd like to give a shout out to the other Kiwi outlets, Hannah and Calvin from Calvin Spin, Counterspin Media, and Sue and Kiwi and DKspiracy and Liz Gunn and Chantel Baker and many, many other people in New Zealand who are putting out the truth on the internet. And of course, let's not forget in Aussie you got Ricardo Bossi and Topher Field and the Aussie Guru, and of course yourself, bro, the Aussie Cossack. There's lots of people who are doing all sorts of work, and we do so much better work when we collaborate with each other, because it's on the points we agree that we can come together and collaborate. The points we disagree, we can leave those discussions for another time, preferably a time when we're no longer under the threat of enslavement and subsequent extermination by ruthless criminal sociopathic scumbaggery. With that being said, I have a piece. Have you heard the network speech? I really would like to do this because it kind of it's symbolic of our times. I don't know how many more minutes you got here.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their jobs. Dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the streets and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit there watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We say, please leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster, my TV, and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not gonna leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman, because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the crime and the inflation and the Russians. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you all to get up now. I want all of you to get out of your chairs. Go to the window. Open it. Stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. There you go. Thank you very much, ladies, gentlemen. Fellow slaves.
Awesome, the audience, for that excellent, excellent closing.
Thank you very much, ladies, gentlemen, fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child trafficking Satanists. It's Vinny's jokes.
Very good, very good. Thank you, Vinny. Guys, there you go. Vinny from New Zealand. Vinny Eastwood, an excellent freedom fighter, leader of the New Zealand Freedom Movement, alongside all of our great Anzacs and colleagues in New Zealand. Shout out to Counterspin Media, everyone down there. Thanks to Dave Graham for getting these international contacts and organizing this collaboration of the Australia and New Zealand Freedom Movement, who will be marching tomorrow all over the country. Reminder before we sign out tonight, tomorrow, Melbourne, Parliament House, Brisbane, Redcliffe Place, Perth, 12 o'clock at Forest Place, Adelaide, Parliament House, Christchurch in New Zealand on the South Island at Remembrance Bridge. Come out with your flags, bring your Aussie flags, your New Zealand flags, bring your Z flags, Russian flags, bring whatever flags you got. Everyone's welcome. We're saying no to war. We're saying no to weapons shipments, no to troops leaving Australia, no to troops leaving New Zealand. We didn't vote for this. We didn't sign off on this. In fact, the public was not even consulted. This is a NATO war. This is Joe Biden's war. This is an artificial war. It's a deep state war where Ukraine is being used as a proxy. We really need to make sure, for history's sake, that the Australian government hears us as the people. We might not be able to stop them, guys. I'm telling you, we might not be able to stop the government. They'll do whatever they want to do. They'll export in troops and weapons, but at least we made a stand. And in history, it'll be recorded that thousands and thousands of you came out on Saturday the 4th of March to say no and to voice opposition to what the government's doing as a sign of friendship to the Russian people. It may just be people taking part in rallies like this that may be the only thing preventing missiles hitting countries in the South Pacific in the event of a big war. We don't want to be on a nuclear missile list. We don't want Australia or New Zealand to be in harm's way if this conflict escalates into a global full-out conflict. And if it escalates into a global full-out conflict, China is next door. Indonesia's next door. It won't even be Russia that's down here. It'll be other countries, which is why we don't need Russia as an enemy, which is why there's nothing for New Zealand or Australia to gain when we're sending 20%, 30%, or even more of our military equipment, hardware, artillery, missiles, and troops. We don't have extra missiles and troops. We need everything we have to stay here in Australia and look after our own interests. That's why everyone's marching tomorrow. You want to email Aussie Cossack, someone there in the comments section. I'll give my email on screen. Let me know if you're going to be involved tomorrow. intel4ac@protonmail.com, a secure ProtonMail email just for you. If we get angry, yes, we can get angry. Get out there and get loud. Bring your flags. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to Vinny. Vinny Eastwood rocks, people are saying in the comments section. It was a great program. Big shout out to everyone. If you want to get some Zed shirts, AussieCossack.com. Quick comment here for the multicultural ones, the Serbians. Le pozdrav svim. Basically talking about Cossacks are legend. They're watching from Serbia. Thanks very much for your support. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. Get out there tomorrow. Spread this video. Share the news. Last chance tonight. Let everyone know tomorrow it's going to be an interesting day. If you're not coming tomorrow to the rallies and you're watching from home, we'll be going live from about 11:45 in the morning for rallies, starting 12 o'clock all over the country. New Zealand is with us. Australia is with us. The Australian people, the New Zealand people say no to war with Russia. And who knows? We might just be remembered. You guys out there might just be remembered as the peacemakers of our time. Because our leaders, they want war. They want weapons. They don't want diplomacy. Penny Wong, Albanese, and the guy who plays Jacinta, whatever his name, that's how insignificant he is. He's so insignificant, that bloke who plays Jacinta. No one even knows his name. Well, if Vinnie Eastwood can't name the New Zealand Prime Minister, do you think Putin knows who the bloke is? So this guy's sending C-130 Hercules transport aircraft packed with New Zealand troops off to Europe. I'm sure the Russians don't even know what the bloke's name is. Anyway, it's a funny live. Check out the footage. I'll try and post the Ukrainian propaganda piece with subtitles, because if you thought the video footage was funny, wait till you hear what they actually were saying about the Australian freedom rallies. It's bloody hilarious. So become a member, join the channel, hit the membership button, hit like, hit share, head over to Vinny's page, vinnyeastwood.com. It's a great day. Helen S. is going to Brisbane. Well done, Helen. Get out there. What a legend Helen is. She's a member of the channel, and she's heading down to Redcliffe Place, Brisbane, tomorrow at midday. Someone said Jacinta went to the glue factory. I don't know what that's about, but it sounds very suspicious. This bloke wants to send me an email. We'll check out the emails. And Ross Hemmings has a message to everyone who attends tomorrow. Sending my prayers. Love you all. No war, no NATO. Deborah says, thank you. Dominic says, you're getting known worldwide. Well, that's not about me getting known. It's about our message. And yes, the worldwide, your rallies that you're coming to, the neutrality rallies, the Russians are watching. The Ukrainians are watching. The Ukrainian government's going berserk. They're like, how the hell is this happening? How the hell are people in Australia marching with Russian flags? You know what? Because they can. And that is a sign of a democracy. So don't be afraid to walk out with a Russian flag. And that's why Aussies aren't afraid. Like I said earlier in the program, Russians are afraid. You got local Russians here. They're afraid to march with flags. They're afraid, for goodness sake. At least many of you watching aren't afraid, and you've got nothing to fear. You know, standing side by side, and the Anzacs always were allies with the Russians. Natalie's from New Zealand. We've got an excellent question here from Andrew. Queensland rally is in Brisbane at Redcliffe Place. There you go. And in Sydney, there's a situation happening at the consulate. There'll be a barbecue on, so come down. No more money to Ukraine. Maria C, not to be confused with the Z, says Ukraine last. Robin says Australians are against the war in Ukraine. World War III. If World War III has gone down, I don't think, you know, Prime Minister Bilbo Baggins from New Zealand wants to be a part of it, does he? And neither does Albanese, the warmongerer. So we have to definitely come out tomorrow on these rallies. Get out there. See you tomorrow, guys. See you tomorrow. Been a pleasure as usual. See you in the rallies, and we'll be live streaming on this channel. All the best. God bless you all. Hold the line. Never, never give up.